Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
One can watch the film God versus Aliens, and another person who is prominent in the film is somebody who has become very well known because he is a key astronomer at Harvard, Professor Avi Loeb. And just to compare him with something, back in the 50s, we had a leading astronomer at Harvard by the name of Donald Menzel, who basically debunked UFOs, said they were all fantasies, but still drew paintings of alien creatures. Weird. I mean, he sold them, several of them, to my old friend Jim Moseley. So I got to see them. He was a really good artist, by the way, but he was the wrong kind of artist when he talked about UFOs. So we'd have him as the arch skeptic, although there were rumors that because of his intelligence background in World War II, he may have been involved in disinformation. On the other hand, we have Professor Avi Loeb, who holds a citizenship in the U.S. and Israel, and is no skeptic about the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligence because of some things he's been working on. Tell us more.
Yeah, it was great to interview Avi. He's a great person. He's a proper scientist that's taking this seriously and using the scientific method to find evidence of extraterrestrial life. He's got the Galileo Project, which is brilliant. So he talks about that and how he's been searching for signs of life in the oceans of Papua New Guinea from an extraterrestrial meteorite which landed there, and still analysing it, but it may have evidence of manufactured materials which would prove that there's life elsewhere in the universe. So, but he's actively searching for it and using the scientific method. You know, there's going to be life out there. But he's also, he's got an amazing mind, very, very open, very, very rational. But, he's looking at how would ET get here if it's going to get here? Well, maybe you would be using wouldn't send out flesh and blood creatures. It would send out some sort of drone or AI being to, scout the planets. So he suggested that might be happening. And what we're seeing is not flesh and blood extraterrestrials, but, some form of AI, because that's what we might do in the future. Is we want to find life elsewhere. We wouldn't send flesh and blood astronauts. We would send some sort of robot or AI thing. So that was interesting. But then he said the interesting controversial thing that, this AI from elsewhere was visiting us, maybe would just bypass us completely and interact with our AI, which seems hard to believe, seeing as the state of our AI. But it was an interesting theory anyway.
But there was a sci-fi book I read some years ago where when individuals, humans, traveled into space, they didn't physically travel. They downloaded their consciousness to a clone. The clone would experience the trip using their personalities, and then upon return to their home planet, it would be returned the information to the mind of the source, the individual who was there, and that person, he or she, would have the memories. It's almost like the movie Total Recall, where people are implanted with fake memories of being on Mars or something like that. And I thought it was a very smart sci-fi film. I'm talking about the original one in 1990 or so, directed by Paul Verhoeven. Because it depicted Mars in a very realistic way, where obviously Mars has a very, very thin atmosphere. So they build these large cities using some kind of translucent, transparent material and run air-making machines to keep everybody alive. What is not dealt with, of course, is the difference in gravity. Because we think if Arnold can be a superhero here, On Mars, he'd be like John Carter, flying up into space. You know, it's one of the things the film lacked. I mean, on the other hand, you have the movie John Carter, which didn't do well, but fairly accurately represented the original novel from Edgar Rice Burroughs, where John Carter transports to Mars by some kind of astral projection, but in the movie it's a technology, and is able to leap tall buildings with a single bound because he's used to an atmosphere and a gravitational pull that's six times more.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Astral projection, you said. I mean, that's an interesting tangent, I guess.
Well, he goes to sleep in a cave, and suddenly he's on Mars. But his original body is still in the cave, I guess in some kind of stasis, as opposed to Buck Rogers. The original story of Buck Rogers is that Anthony Buck Rogers goes into a cave and falls asleep for 500 years. He becomes an advanced Rip Van Winkle, and he physically awakens 500 years later in a very, very changed civilization. That's the Buck Rogers story. But it's the same concept here, where you are able to transform yourself to another planet. The other question I have, if we're talking about getting from there to here, would they use tricks like warp drive, which is something scientists are looking into? Obviously, it's way earlier than it would be invented in the Star Trek universe. It would take another 40 years for Zefram Cochrane to perfect warp drive. But seriously speaking, they're looking into the possibilities of warp drive now, where you can get to another star system, not in 25 years, but in 25 minutes or so. Mm. Or as in the TV show Farscape, they use wormholes for instantaneous transmission from one planetary system to another, or Stargate. Another example. As far as what Professor Loeb says about sending AI to take the trip, in the early days of exploration, that would make sense, but wouldn't it later make sense for the actual creatures, knowing the technology is perfected, to come by themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. It does make that point that, you know, there's going to be civilizations out there that are going to be far more advanced just because of the age of the universe. And so if you've got a civilization that's 2 billion years older than us, then it's probably might have been able to transverse space and time using wormholes. It does say that, or basically using other dimensions. So whereas space travel would be instantaneous, we can't think like what we know science now on Earth is not what other civilizations will be using 2 billion years in the future. So we need to open our minds a little bit. And, you know, that's the great thing about Avi Loeb, that he does think like that. He's very open-minded and think, yeah, there's probably going to be civilizations that are far more advanced than us, and they're going to be, you know, would have worked out how to bend space and time, use wormholes, possibly use other dimensions to travel, because, you know, that's where we'll end up eventually. I mean, look at what's happening with the Large Hadron Collider at the moment. That's about to prove the existence of other dimensions. So, you know, if you look where we are in 2 billion years' time, that'll be where civilizations are already are.
Well, of course, we have the Ancients race back in the Stargate SG-1 show, where they become beyond matter and can create matter, just like the Q Continuum in Star Trek. We have the Q Continuum, where they could basically manipulate matter the way they want. So if they want to come to Earth, snap, they come to Earth. If they decide they want to grow a beard, here's the beard. If they want to lose 30 pounds, you know, and put on some muscle, okay, here we go. That'd be fun. We've got Mark Christopher Lee joining us. The film is called God versus Aliens. It's not like Batman v. Superman. It's something more sophisticated, I think. And we're going to explore that continuously. And by the way, Mark will hang out for our After the Paracast premium bonus podcast. So I'm trying to add all those explanations to it. And you can always check it out at theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus.
Plus.
With Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, it means you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I thought here that Tim Swartz is going to say, "My precious."
My precious.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question, actually. What do you think of Dr. Stephen Greer's theory that you were talking about traveling distances by astral projection? He's, maintains that you can contact extraterrestrials by using your mind. CE5 process, and I've actually tried this out recently, so I just wondered what you thought about it, that somehow maybe the beings have advanced so far. You know, they've been talking about sci-fi shows and that they are basically using their mind to travel different places, maybe on different astral planes, sorry. So maybe we can, if we meditate to a higher level, that we can somehow interact with these beings. What do you think about that?
I am not a fan of Stephen Greer. He appeared on the Paracast in our early days a couple of times, and the last time he was about ready to scream at us. I don't know if you remember listening to the show, Tim. He was going to scream at us because we expressed skepticism. And sure. I think the problem I have with Stephen Greer is, I mean, his background was impressive. Yeah. He sets up the Disclosure Project. Mm-hmm. In 2001, he has a session at the National Press Club with some pilots.
I remember.
Right. But then he's also tried to market this, shall we say, tours where you spend thousands of dollars to go see a flying saucer.
Yeah.
And I think, and then you have to sign NDA so you can't disclose it. And I just think that maybe he got in too far. He should go back to being an emergency room doctor. Although I realize the pay wasn't as good.
Yeah, I mean, that's my issue I have with that whole thing, is that he's trying to make money out of it. Whereas I think if this thing exists, if it's real, if we can do this, then why should you be charging money for it? Why shouldn't you just be telling people, well, okay, it works, this is how you do it, let's try and contact the ETs, whatever. Surely we should be doing that for the benefit of mankind, not for the benefit of one person's profit and ego.
Now, in saying that, I have to say you would agree with me. If you do work, you deserve to get paid a fair wage for it. So there's nothing wrong with writing a book, giving a lecture, and taking money. But if you take money strictly to have money rather than to do something, do real work, to inform people, to try to help them learn the truth, I think that's problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why we actually tried this experiment, CE5, for a TV show in the UK that went out on Christmas Eve. So I got a group of friends together. I live in the Hertfordshire countryside in England, about 30 miles from London. We went out outside, fields at the back of my house. You know, we just hung out, meditated for about half an hour, and then just filmed what we could see. You know, it was a nice experience. We saw lots of planes. We saw a few satellites, lots of stars. Venus was very bright. But then we stopped filming, and then we started seeing a few things we couldn't explain. So we looked, we got the cameras back on, and we caught three lights. Don't know what they were. I mean, it might be explainable, but we haven't explained them yet. I'm not saying they're UFOs or anything, but so maybe there's something to it. I will try this experiment again, maybe when it's a bit warmer. So it was an interesting, you know, I wasn't making anyone sign a non-disclosure agreement. I wasn't making them buy an app or pay £1,000 to have this process. If it does work, then I think it should be available for everyone. So we shall see.
What were the lights doing that made them stand out as being unusual?
Yeah, they were very, very high in space and faster than, didn't look like a plane. Wasn't a satellite and wasn't a star because it was moving too fast. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, UFO flashing and coming down and landing and all that. It was, you know, lights pretty way up high. But, you know, they may have a terrestrial explanation. I don't know. We did, I did interview someone called, I don't know if you know him, he's a ufologist called Philip Kinsella, and he's an author as well.
We do know him, yes.
Yeah. So he's actually tried this process at Rendlesham in the UK, and it worked for him. So he gave me a few pointers. And I also spoke to an American lady called Ray Dove, who is a bit like Stephen Greer, but she doesn't charge any money for it. She puts up these protocols for free for people to use. A very nice lady, and she seems to think there's something to it. And she actually said the night that we did it, strange lights appeared in other parts of the UK, whether that was coincidence or, you know, you have to have a rational mind about this thing. But, you know, you have to be open as well and think, well, let's try it out. And I'll try it again, see if we get any more results.
Well, I mean, you're probably well aware that, I mean, there is kind of a rich history of people communicating with alleged extraterrestrial aliens, whatever you want to call them, through various spiritual traditions, seances, automatic writing, sure. Ouija board even. You know, I mean, that stuff goes way, way back, even before, you know, people ever started thinking about UFOs in the modern UFO era.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is that the same? Are they the same entities that people are connecting to, or is it all just a fraud? That's the question, isn't it? But there's, like you say, there's been a long history. I mean, I also interviewed someone from the head of the Etheria Society.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a UFO religion. It's based in London, actually, and they've invited me down to the temple to interview their leader. I mean, it seems pretty harmless, and they're not. It's not like a cult or anything. There's nothing sinister behind it. But their church is founded on this guy called George King, who was alleged to, through yoga meditation, was, you know, contacted aliens, and they told him various things and things like that. So they built up this church based on these beliefs. So they believe that you can do this process and contact ETs. I'm not saying that's right, but you are right that there is a history of people saying they're able to contact other worldly beings through meditation, through automatic buying, through seances, things like that.
Speaking of George King, I remember he'd go on the Long John Nepples show. This is back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, wow.
Long John was the founder of Paranormal All Night Radio before there was Coast to Coast, Art Bell, wow. George Norrie, Ian Punnett, etc. There was Long John Nepple. And he'd always introduce him with a kind of a sarcasm that John was capable of doing as George King of England. But the way he'd say it is that this crazy character maybe thought of himself as a king. And, of course, we realized that if you strictly parse what he said, that's not what he meant, but he wanted to convey the impression that he did mean it that way. We've got Mark, Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Flu cases are surging across the United States.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. I'm Skip Kelly.
The number of pets being housed in shelters across across the U.S. this month is increasing. The Atlanta-based nonprofit Shelter Animals Count says about 245,000 more cats and dogs are in shelters this holiday season. The director of the organization says overcrowding at U.S. animal shelters has gotten worse, and euthanasia may be needed in more places as a result. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So many strange characters in the UFO field. Where do we begin? Of the people that you interviewed for this film, who do you think was the strangest?
There's a very interesting chap called Tony Topping, claims to have been abducted since he was a child by aliens. He lives up in Yorkshire. He's a very, very nice chap, and obviously something profound has happened to him. But he was great to interview. He's very down to earth and just tells it like it is, you know. And he said the universe is highly populated, that we're being lied to by the government, that everyone knows there's different warring aliens up there, some good, some bad. So I don't know. So it was interesting interviewing him, and it was, you know, it fits in well with the film because the film's balanced. We've got, you know, people like Seth Shostak, Avi Loeb, proper scientists. But then we need to get the people that, you know, alleging that there's weird stuff happening. I wanted to speak to them because, that, you know, they've got a story to tell. You know, they say it's true. So let's talk to them, and that's, you know, let them tell their story. And it's very, very convincing, and, you know, he believes what he's saying is true. I'm not here to discredit him. He's a very genuine person. He's had some profound experience. I passionately believe that. You know, maybe extraterrestrial, maybe something else. I don't know. So he was very, very interesting to chat to. And also we had a real priest, the Reverend Daniel Thompson. So he's he's an active vicar in the Church of England. And he's an interesting chap to interview because he's got an open mind for someone in the church. He hasn't got a problem with there being life elsewhere in the universe. He just sees it as part of God's, you know, God's life, God's plan, whatever. And it all fits in, well, you know, in his theology. And he said it would have a massive impact, but he doesn't see there being a spiritual problem with there being other life in the universe. And he's very open to it. And, you know, he makes the point that being in the church and being a priest, he deals with the paranormal every day in terms of, you know, he's blessing houses and he's blessing people, you know, by praying. That's, you know, that's putting thoughts out into God and to, you know, the consciousness and things like that. So he's actively dealing with the paranormal and the weird every day. So yeah, he's got a very tough, so it's interesting chatting to him about it as well.
Yeah, I saw a survey not too long ago that it wouldn't be religion or, you know, the religious parts of society that would be adverse to the idea of a, you know, extraterrestrial revelation that, you know, we're not alone on the planet, but that it would be scientists that would suffer the most, that they would be the ones who would, you know, have the most problems, you know, with that. And I just found that very interesting because everyone thinks that, you know, scientists and the scientific community are, you know, is more open-minded. But this survey seems to imply that at least that aspect would be the most closed-minded to the idea.
You're spelling Seth Shostak here because he's a skeptic.
Yeah, he is. But he's a great guy as well, and you know, he's very passionate about what he does. And he, you know, believes he's going to find evidence of extraterrestrial life through radio signals. And, you know, that's great, but he is skeptical. He doesn't think we've been visited before. There's no evidence. So, yeah, I think what you said is right, that it would impact scientists more than like, wow, okay, what do we do now? How do I catch up? Okay. But it should be, you know, which is why it's great to have Avi Loeb in the film, because he's very open-minded and he's probably one of the most open-minded scientists, and he does talk about why other mainstream scientists should get on board with this, because, you know, it could help humanity. You know, if we had, you know, other life in the universe, they would be able to help us solve all our problems. So that's where he comes from an altruistic point of view. But, yeah, I mean, science is very closed-minded, and it's very, you know, follow the money, I guess. You're doing research, you need the money, so you're doing, you know, work for these people, and so you're doing this. And so it is, whereas people like Avi Loeb have got open mind and, you know, looking to explore all possibilities, which is what science should be.
Like, but also... I have that problem too. they like to pound on my office door when the show's on. You know, you also have the situation where if the revelations does, you know, do come out that UFOs are real, that we are being visited by some other intelligence, you know, no matter, you know, whether it's interdimensional time travelers or from another planet, that scientists will then jump on the bandwagon and the rest of us basically will be out of a job, you know, because it'll be the scientists then who will glom onto it and say, yeah, we do it all along, and, you know, and everybody was listening to them and not us.
So where do all the UFO people go then? Could there be something else that they would need to discover? This is what I mean. At the moment, it's people's passion. They've got to find out the truth. So if there's the truth, where do we go now?
Well, my suspicion is that the phenomena that we call UFOs, and, you know, even like the occupants and alien sightings and abductions and things like that, is something so completely different that it would be difficult for us to conceive. And when the point comes that we are able to travel to other planets and find other intelligence lives, you know, we'll say to them, why have you been flying around in our skies, you know, without coming down and saying hi? And they'll say to us, we thought it was you flying around in our skies.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. So there could be something else. So there's going to be life in the universe, a bit like us, and they'll be experiencing the same weird stuff that we're experiencing. Wow, yeah.
Well, you know, there was an article from Ray Palmer in his Flying Saucers magazine back in the 60s, I think, suggesting that if there are Martians, would they have their own flying saucer phenomenon?
Yeah, that's boring, isn't it?
Well, and, you know, you take that further, you know, when we were talking earlier about the earlier beliefs and, you know, the fairies and the good people and the angels and demons. Now we, you know, we see UFOs and think about extraterrestrials. 500 years from now, will that have changed? Will there be some other kind of unexplained phenomena that will fit within whatever cultural differences there'll be 500 years from now?
Gosh, yeah, what would that be? Some sort of AI? Yeah, that's going to be weird, isn't it?
Ray Palmer, as a matter of fact, said on a number of occasions, flying saucers were here to make us think. So it opens up our lives to new possibilities. We begin, just like we do with sci-fi, to exploit those possibilities and advance our science. And once we've reached point B, for example, from A, then the phenomenon is showing us point C.
Wow. Okay. Need to catch up.
You never catch up. That's the point. The point is you never will catch up, because once you reach C, there's D. Once you reach D, there's E. So I also have a crazy theory here, which we can get into in our next segment, that the universe expands to our perceptions of it. As we discover new things, the universe accommodates that and then gives us other things. So it's almost similar to what Palmer was saying. In any case, we got Tim and Mark and Gene. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Bing the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So I closed the previous segment on my concept, not taken seriously, of expanding realities to accommodate our perceptions of it. Guys, chime in or scream at me, or both.
Well, this goes back to the power of the mind, doesn't it? That our mind is perceiving reality and shaping reality. So is it making the universe expand? The universe is interacting with us and then giving us more. So as our consciousness gets higher and higher, more profound, weird things will happen, possibly. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the observations that I've made over the years is that when people think that they are getting close to a possible idea about the UFO phenomena, it goes and changes completely, and you've got a whole, you know, a different game being played here.
Yeah.
Which shows that, first of all, that there is some kind of intelligence involved. Mm-hmm. What that intelligence is, that's the question.
Sure.
But there's also that trickster element to it, and it seems to be at play, you know, with this.
So, yeah, where does it go from here, I guess? What will happen to the UFO movement at the moment in the U.S., the disclosure process? Is there going to be a curveball in there somewhere?
Yeah, that's the big question, is it? You know, the disclosure movement in the U.S. is never going to be satisfied with any kind of answer coming from the government. They think that the government is and the military are holding on to, like, deep, dark secrets. You know, I'm like you. I don't think they are. You know, I think that the military, the government is just as mystified as the rest of us and is seeking answers just like the rest of us.
Well, yeah, you say that. And Boris Johnson, he used to be prime minister, just given an interview here, saying there's no doubt that aliens exist, but MI5, which is our security service, they haven't got a clue what's going on. It's just people saying, oh, he's just saying that as a smokescreen. But why would he? He's not prime minister anymore. He doesn't care. So that fits into that really as well.
It's interesting in this country that we have two former CIA directors, Woolsey and Brennan, saying that we need to investigate these things and find out what's going on. But as have the CIA being in charge of all the intelligence services, at least related to the CIA, they would know that already if there was anything to know.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I don't know. I just think, like you say, the truth is far weirder than we can comprehend, and that's, I think it opens up other realities, other dimensions, other levels of consciousness that, you know, we can use for our own benefit, and that's for the benefit of all mankind. I sound like a hippie now, I guess.
Right, but of course, what happened here is that private industry would try to make profits off it. Like if we had free energy, okay?
Well, yeah.
Instead of having to use fossil fuels, even electric cars, which are still using energy and still using the electric power grid, if we had something that was free energy, they'd find a way to patent it to only have control of it. And if you wanted free energy, it wouldn't be free to get it.
And now someone will want to make money out of it somewhere. And maybe Tesla, maybe he found free energy. Maybe he found that technology. Maybe it goes all the way back to ancient Egypt and the lost civilizations. Because I'm sure there's a massive chunk of prehistory that is lost. You know, I know Graham Hancock goes on about it a lot, but I'm sure there's a lot to our history that we've just completely lost. And that we were far more advanced in the past than we thought we were. And I'm digressing. I apologize.
Well, no apology is necessary, but we'll take it down and we'll make notes. But think of it this way. We can't agree on what happened yesterday. We can't agree on what happened 50 years ago. They're still revising history from the Civil War. How do we know what happened 2,000 years ago, although we have these books that tell us? So with that situation, who knows what really happened? There could have been civilizations thousands of years ago, Lemuria, Atlantis, whatever. But we'd only get legends. We would never get the real truth because, as I said, you can't keep up with what happened yesterday.
No. And can I just make one point as well? That another theory we look at in the film is that what the phenomena might be, what we're seeing, this is what Steven Spielberg thinks, is that basically it's time travelers, it's us from the future, 500,000 years in the future, and these little grey aliens are basically us, and they time travel back for some reason, I don't know why, and that's what we're seeing, and he believes that. And there's some evolutionary scientist in America, I can't remember his name, but he's studied our evolution, what will happen in the future, and he said, yeah, we will look like these little grey beings that people are seeing. So maybe there's something to that as well. At the end of the day, I don't know. I'm just looking for the answers, posing the questions.
Well, that would mean, for example, that our muscles will atrophy because we sit in front of our computers or lie down in bed with our iPhones or the equivalent in the 24th century. We don't exercise.
Yeah.
Because of food shortages, we learn to subsist on less food, meaning we don't grow as much. And our brains expand because we learn to do more things with our mind and less things with our body. So, heck, that makes perfect sense.
But how do we prove that?
We can't unless they come over here and show us. And those people, like the person you cited in your movie, who's an abductee, we have no way of knowing unless even if we experience it. Because if you and I experience this thing, we might be seeing something that isn't there.
Sure, absolutely. That's the whole thing about this phenomena, this cosmic joker, I guess.
Are UFOs a cosmic joke? Yes.
Yeah, definitely. The joke's on us.
Yeah.
And we're still laughing, sorry.
You know, laughter's not allowed on the main show. You get 7 demerits for each laugh.
Okay, I'll get all serious then for that bit.
In other words, all seriousness aside, briefly, and we'll pick up on this in the premium show after the PowerCast, do you think we'll ever solve any of this, really, truly?
The rational part of me says no. It's always going to be one step away, one step ahead of us. But I do believe something in my heart that, yeah, we will. And it will help us, it will be benevolent, and it will open up a new dimension, a new world of possibilities that could help all mankind. That's what my heart says.
Mark Christopher Lee, for those who want to know more about the things you do, where can they check you out?
Okay, well, my film, God vs. Aliens, is out now on Tubi, so please check that out. If you want to follow me on social media, probably the best one is, well, I say Twitter, it's not called Twitter anymore, it's X. So I'm on there as the Pocket God. So that's probably the best place to keep up to date with what's happening. And I've got some new films coming out in the new year. The King of UFOs, which will also hopefully be on Tubi. So, please keep in touch, and thank you for listening.
And I guess you have that million-dollar album ready for sale.
Yeah, if there's any rich eccentrics out there, or just people who want to do good with their money. Has a record shop in St. Albans called Empire Records, and it has this million-pound album. It's called Vegetal Digital by the Pocket Gods, and it's the cool price of £1 million, which is about, I don't know, $1,100,000 or something like that.
He takes checks, by the way, if they're certified. You can find us on X, or whatever they want to call it, on Threads, on Facebook, as the Paracast. The Paracast on Facebook. Threads, X, marks the spot. Check out the Paracast.shop for branded merchandise. We have four different logos to choose from, so you can buy a T-shirt in any of the four logos or all of them. And we have, you know, all sorts of sizes, very small to something like XX or XXX large. So if you weigh 3,000 pounds, we'll probably have something for you. We also have a streaming service called the Paracast Plus. Go to the Paracast.plus to learn more info and sign up in like a minute or so and choose from any of our packages. You can just join free the forums or sign up for up to a lifetime membership at the lowest prices ever. It includes the show without network ads, better audio, the premium bonus after the Paracast podcast. We never know what's going to happen, and we don't either. And by the way, Mark will be back on after the Paracast. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Mark Christopher Lee, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.